And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. We are glad to have you in here tonight. We got a great show lined up for you. I want you to stay tuned to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on WWCR 5070 around the world on the Jewel Transmission Center of the South. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded our three-part series on land, water, and item. We've listed items that you need to survive. You need the land first, of course, and we said that the prerequisite would be plenty of good spring or well water that could be tested and proven, and with a history going back several years of continuous flow. We're in perilous times. Tonight we're going to go into a message that will cover the reasons why that we did this three-part series. So this will be linked to our series of survival. And one of the greatest challenges for the coming days, ladies and gentlemen, the pressure is going to intensify in the coming days, to the point where that we're going to have to be hardened. Paul said, "My face has become a flint stone." Your ears are going to have to be turned away from the conditioning ethics of this present new world order. They're setting us up for the fall or the kill or the destruction of our belief in an intelligent creator. You know, of course, we know, those that know and believe in a creator know that the God, the mighty one, the eternal one that sits in the heaven is going to laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear comes. So don't you be soon shaken in mind or spirit as to what the plan of Babylon is. It will be carried out to perfection. The Father set it up, and by his mercy at the appointed time. He'll take her down, so don't worry about that. Everything is in grand design. But underneath or in between these two systems, that is the system that was installed by faith, that we should have faith to please our Father. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Today, we are caught in a paradigm shift of a consciousness. And tonight, we're going to entitle our message, Mental Shifts on Sinking Sand. Now, I want you to think about that just a moment. Mental Shifts on Sinking Sand. You know, the Bible says that they that build on the sandy foundation, that the winds will come and the test of the elements and things of this nature, and the land will blow against it with all the hurricanes and with all of the tremors and all of the earthquakes and the famines. And around the world, man is in deep trouble. And so then, it brings perplexity. Is that a grand design of the wicked? Yes, it is. Let me quote you something that will... it'll almost blow your mind what I'm fixing to tell you about what has been charted and set up as a structured application to attack your mental state. Now, some people would call this brainwashing. Let's don't go that far. Let's just say a mental bombardment of constant conditioning to get you to believe or to accept. And this is mostly very subtle, the way that they work this. And this is quoted from the curriculum arm of the NEA. That's the National Education Association. And the date on it, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to 1970. Now we're in the year 2005. You think that they haven't perfected the art of conditioning your children? They're not worried about you. You're going to die off and leave here. So then they set the agenda for a future generation by taking your child away to armed camps. And now that's just exactly what schools are. More and more people, believe it or not, are turning to homeschooling. And I suggested on land, water, and item survival that we need a curriculum of faith and dedication and heritage purposes to teach our children who we are, where we came from, and what our objective and goals are, and we should never waver in our faith based on the word of our Creator. And everybody is attacked, and even the word. People are coming in the last days saying words of promises coming and this and that. Listen to what the curriculum arm of the National Education said in 1970. Absolute behavioral control is imminent. The critical point of behavior control, in effect, is sneaking up on mankind without his subconscious realization that a crisis is at hand. Man will never subconsciously know that it has happened. Raymond Hoyton, To Mature Humanists, the ASCD curriculum arm of the NEA, 1970. Can you believe that statement was made by those who teach our children? Absolute behavioral control is imminent. In other words, we are now just beginning to fasten the sand of mental preparedness under their feet. You see, they that build on the sand are not wise. This Babylon system, which has captured the children and most of the adults, I'm telling the teachers that are now teaching, I hate to say this about teachers, but they have to follow the curriculum of the instructors or those who send down the textbook structure of mental shifts for the children. Now listen to this. This comes right out of the Behavior Science Teacher Education Program. It's the BSTEP program, by the way, if you'd like to look it up. Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and was published in 1969. The Protestant ethic will bend or yield as we employ more and more of the enjoyed, varied leisure and guaranteed substance. Now, what's that mean? That means with prosperity, those who were known and famous, our fathers, that protested everything that was not biblically sound, in other words, building on the rock as opposed to the mental shifting of the sand. You see, we're like waves being tossed on the sea right now, unstable. We have no rudder. We have no control over our thought process because it's directed by a system that is almost become overwhelmingly successful in what they're doing. I'm telling you, television is probably perhaps one of the greatest inventions that is used for its worst purposes. They start with these programs structured and designed. They feed you constantly. And most of this is sublingual, but the subconscious picks it up as they say the critical point of behavior control, in effect, is sneaking up. So they very subtle, they place these subconscious suggestions into the minds of the children. You see, they're susceptible. And if you sit and guzzle in television every opportunity that you can, then you have already been had. Your mind is now in the shifting, trained phase of psychological and physical destruction that they plan for you. Your mind's already. See, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and that's exactly what they're doing to man. They're conditioning man's mind to be a waste, a wasteland to be filled with the filth, the highly suggested nature of race mixing, and things of this nature, where that they can send you, you can send your children to these places where they corral our children and brainwash them and use the skillful, absolute behavior control. And they never subconsciously or self-consciously, and the parents are too busy working, they've got their backs bent low on the harvest row trying to pay off the mortgage. Where we have indebted through credit card, things of this nature, we have got into debt so far and so deep with a usury system that is anti-Christian, ladies and gentlemen. These principles, well, let me show you what the U.S. Communist Party said in 1939. Mr. Kenneth Goff, a member of the U.S. Communist Party, said, "We are trained in all phases of warfare, both psychological and physical, for the destruction of a capitalistic society and Christian civilization." Now, dare I need to repeat that? The communist members, and ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be surprised at those who have accepted socialism. See, socialism has crept in, unaware, into France. You see what's happening there. And into Great Britain, let me give you a latest survey of the people who were, at least 50 years ago, all of Great Britain, the majority, probably perhaps more than 95% of the Britons, or the English people, were Christian, or believed in an intelligent creator. Now that figure, this poll was taken, by the way, in 1958, that over 95% were Christian. The latest poll that was taken in Great Britain, only 44% believe in God. You say, "Pastor Buddy, why do you use the word God?" For your sake, not for mine. I have to use words that you can discern. If I say hell, you don't even know what the hell I'm saying. You don't know where it's heaven or hell. So I use these words that have been drilled into the subconscious through absolute behavior control of getting you to use the wrong word. But if you will accept God, the Creator, and most of you know who I'm referring to, If you can accept that with a little bait, a little sweetener on it to not blow your mind with some of these far out sacred things that we mention from time to time, let me talk at your level. If you want to criticize me, that's quite all right. I accept the criticism, but I'm trying to reach the masses of the people, not the few. I'm trying to get to the language, through the language barrier, of behavioral science, which has put up the devalued word process into our mind. We'll get to the use of proper words later. But Mr. Goff, a U.S. Commonwealth Park, said, we are trained in all phases of warfare, both psychological and physical. Excuse me. For the capitalistic society and Christian civilization. In one portion of our studies, we went thoroughly into the matter of the psychopolitics. And this was the art of capturing the minds of a nation through brainwashing. And get this now. And fake mental health. That means that if you go in for counseling or psychological evaluation, they have a fake mental evaluation process now under the control of you know who. And as Mr. Goff said in 1939, during the past few years, I have noted with honor the increase of psychopolitical warfare upon the American public. You say, well, my heavens, that's what just a communist, and you'd expect that from a communist. Well, now, there's no difference in the communist that spoke in 1939 and your local politician speaking in the year 2005. Let me show you something under the Clinton administration. President Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development. Information is useful only if citizens can be put or can put it into a framework of knowledge. Now let me show you what you mean here. They would have to use it to solve problems, form values, and make choices. Education for sustainability will help them make individual and collective decisions that both benefit themselves and promote the development of sustainable communities. It must involve everyone. Now, brainwashing is not, as some anti-Christian educators and more are now speaking of. Did you know that in the northern city just last week, that 8 members of the city council was voted off the council because they believed or recommended that the schools teach intelligent design. That speaks well for that city, doesn't it? Come to a neighborhood near you, ladies and gentlemen, as they bring in the strangers to fill the land with anti-Christ rhetoric or information useful only if citizens can put it into a framework, and they develop the framework in a mental shift gradually to contend for the mind of our children in school. Notice this, the biblical process of training our children to love and follow our Creator is now being taught in the schools of the teaching of biblical principles to the word brainwashing. Oh, you're in a cult. Oh, your child believes in being punished for their faults. Your parents whip you with a hickory stick. Your teachers teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, and you don't have an 800 number to call to have the parents arrested and charged with child abuse because that you want your children to grow up in a healthy environment and to believe in an intelligent Creator. There is a planned step-by-step attempt to wash family-taught beliefs from the minds of those who oppose the government ideology. in America, it would mean replacing the old biblical values and the worldview with a new way of thinking that would support a totalitarian agenda of a socialist, a communist style of totalitarian fellowship. In other words, every child must become a peace child, a willing and active servant of a new world order. Brainwashing, mental shifting. Understanding, you know that a lot of the parents now, they come up in the old school. I'm 70 years old, and I came up in the four classes, reading, writing, and arithmetic. And spelling. And that was taught to a tune of the Hickory Stick. The teacher did not have to write my dad and mom for permission. They guaranteed the teacher, if he would whip me with a Hickory Stick, that they would add to a pain when I got home. And I knew it was going to be a double fanny whipping. And the way my pappy whipped, I mean, you know, he whipped from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. Because it seemed like the longer he whipped, the madder he got. My mama wasn't much different. She would whip me with anything that she'd catch in her hands. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to come back and to confront the massive worldwide partnership that is now pioneering new strategies for social transformation with the media, the entertainment industry, the computer companies, and the government agency, all involved with educational institutions and the United Nations, which is accredited for non-governmental organization, have all joined together in a common quest for a global mind change. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why tonight my message is centered on this very thought. You think about it. Mental shifting of the sand. They're building a disaster. When you take the creator or intelligent creation out of the equation, you're placing Satan at the helm to sit on the throne as God, ruling over the temples of these demons that we're raising for future generations to be used by Satan. They join together in a common quest for a global mind change. They seek solidarity, a worldwide unity based on a new set of beliefs and values. The old ways obsolete and exclusive. The loyalties should not be to the family, but to a national sovereignty. Biblical values and the unadulterated U.S. Constitution stand in the way and must be eliminated. Would you buy into that doctrine that they're teaching your children, and your children come home disobedient, unthankful, unholy, and you wonder what that the Ritalin that they've been placed on has failed to do its thing, to make them walk in like zombies, destroyed, destructive minds, built with the ideals of the shift in sand of the mental aptitude that they are going to succeed to be failures? Guaranteed. Conforming the masses of their way of thinking requires all the sophisticated tools and tactics developed at the various behavioral science research institutions from your local education laboratories of what's effective and what's become ineffective. And that which is ineffective is shelved. And a new set of principles are rewritten as the psychological warfare, as they battle for the supremacy of the mind of your child that you hand to the beast system. And they wonder what went wrong. When some child shoots three teachers right here in the next county over from me last week, one killed, two severely wounded by a child whose mind had been warped with the mental shifting of the sands that they were teaching him, to the point that some type of rebellion triggered this impulse. And I'm not quite satisfied that it's just a child gone wrong in its thinking. I might believe more that that child has been subjected to some type of mind conditioning to pick up a gun or bring a gun or suggest that he shoot the teachers or something. Like, it's been done before, and it will be happening in the future. And there's one thing behind that, ladies and gentlemen, your Second Amendment rights. Dr. Gary was just speaking to me on the phone, and he reminded me of the bill. I'm not quite sure where it's pending or where it's passed, but I do know it's being looked at seriously or considered, or maybe has in the past, that all a vaccination, everyone in the United States that is a citizen must submit to voluntary vaccination. Government agencies, worldwide partnership, new strategies, social transformation, the media, the entertainment, the industry, the computer companies, all of these, and along with the educational institution of the United Nations and its accredited non-governmental organizations have all joined together in a common quest for a global mind change, ladies and gentlemen, and we're on the shifting sands of change even as I speak, and you're affected by it whether you really realize it or not. Like I say, those who have conformed to their way of thinking requires all the sophisticated tools and tactics developed at the various behavioral science research institutions and educational laboratories as they established first in England. Remember when I gave the statistic that the belief in a creator dropped from a high of 95% down to its lowest level at the last survey of only 44% satisfied that their belief system was still anchored in an intelligent creator or an intelligent design in the universe. You think that they haven't done their job well? You say, well, Pastor, but it's not here. We've got the best educational system that's a-going. It's a wonderful system. It is rotten to its very core. The multicultural exchange, the imaging of things that are not right, the production of a pornographic illustrations in the books that your children are taught is based on a new set of beliefs and values to change the mind of your child and put it in a position to become an educational laboratory experiment of success that they now have your child's mind as these psychosocial engineers win the battle against an unsuspecting public. They wash away your individual thinking. This is rule number one. To take away your individuality, your racial heritage, and get you into thinking in a humanistic, individual thinking, no longer made supreme. You see, it was used to be that you were taught to succeed and excel. Fill a belief. You see, we had Bible readings in school. We pledged allegiance. We honored our Creator. This nation is now no longer an educational laboratory of creation by intelligent design. It is now an anti-Christ nation, with participating unwillingly, unwittedly, they are participating in this experiment of the educational laboratories to conform the masses to their way of thinking, and it requires the tools and tactics developed at the behavioral science research, which is anti-creator. And you wonder what's wrong with your child when it comes home disobedient, unfaithful, and unholy. You remember the little red hen? The story about the little red hen who wanted some bread to eat. She asked some of her barnyard friends to help her make it, but the cat, the dog, the goat, and the horse, they all said no. Finally, she did all the work by herself. And when the bread was done, it began to spread its fragrance throughout the farm. Her unwilling neighbors were more than willing to have her eat it. And that's what we got. A group of thinkers that will not work for their bread, but will readily accept a social system that will hand it to them as the government takes over your share of your property and demands that you feed those who were unwilling to ready the bread, but ready to eat the bread that they had no labor in. For them to be a socialist, a communist-affiliated system of children unthankful and unholy, their values of a creator obsolete and made inappropriate in a brainwashing way for you to even stand and say the allegiance to the flag, a republic, and mention the creator. Whether it be God, Yahweh, or whatever. Folks, we can argue about names, but we're arguing about principles here. We know who we're talking about here. And the principles are that we need to stand now and prove ourselves rather than talking the talk and not walking the walk. If you look at the traditional values, the moral of the little red hen story is you get what you work for. But those who have learned to think and see from the new global perspective are led in a different conclusion. Listen to what the first graders really asked their teachers when they were asked these questions and the answers that they gave. But this will astound you, ladies and gentlemen, of what's going on in our school system. Mental shifting of sand. Why was the little red hen so stingy? And see how they turned the hardworking little red hen that done all the work herself? They now said since she refused to let them eat the bread that she labored for, and they refused to work for, they now accuse her of being stingy. Isn't it only right that everyone gets to eat? Why wouldn't she share what she had with some who had none? The concerned mother heard the report, asked, what kind of values were the children taught? This is the new interpretation. It emphasizes love and sharing, but what's missing? The child's values of honesty, integrity, and hard work to achieve. They were taught socialist values, and the new interpretation vilified the values that had motivated Americans to be diligent. Remember our forefathers who worked to raise this country from a wilderness to the mightiest nation in the world, and for us to idly stand by and send these concealed Edomite Canaanites to the Congress and the Senate and the halls of justice and our court system. To hear these antichrists vilify our values and morals as they promote the smut and the pornography in the media educational system that has been approved for sex education to be taught in such a level that the girls are taught to kiss and hug and to fondle one another right in public classrooms, and the boys likewise. What are they raising here? Just exactly what the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 21. Social values, a new interpretation, a new mental framework is vital to the paradigm shift. But the loss of the new system, the old patterns must be blurred and broken and those who speak out against it must be brushed aside or painted as brainwashed, old-fashioned, and out of touch with the present reality. You go to some of the school board meetings and you'll find out what you're up against. They know that the students that are bombarded with these strategic suggestions and idealized pagan images will more likely reject Christianity. Those who believe in a creator, regardless of what you call him, we can argue that for days and years and months and to come. But just the fact of a system of belief in your child's mind being eroded and eradicated through this subtle mental shift from the rock of salvation or a belief system in the Creator over to the paradigm shift of a mind without a Creator. Now, if the schools can build the right kind of framework or filter in the minds of children early enough, the new global beliefs will fit right in. In other words, the battle for the hearts and minds of America's children are already won or are now being won by the side that first trains children to see reality from its suggested point of view. There is no creator. Well, the paradigm shift was no mystery to Mr. Huxley, author of The Brave New World. He wrote that education must provide a mental framework within which any piece of information acquired in later life may find its proper and significant place. In other words, you could change the loaded package of nature itself, teaching the fact that there's a creator. The values that we got when we sang Amazing Grace is no longer amazing anymore because it is being taken out, not only of our schools, but now out of our churches because we have these humanist 413C preachers packing them in by tickling the ears and promising us a rapture out of all of this mess that we are creating. I don't think so in any time soon. Ladies and gentlemen, if we've made our bed, we'll lay in it. If we've created a godless society, then we will live in a society that does not recognize any moral belief systems for their brother. It will be, you bake the bread and we'll do the eating. Give us a social system. Let's build bigger cities and have more people dependent upon the social system with the little red hens out here working and paying the taxes to support the social system designed for the corruption of the mind of those who are participants. That'll be your children in this present day. Now, if you notice that the shift from factual education to feeling and experience-based learning, it began, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, it began over 70 years ago, and through the decades, the strategies used to manipulate the minds in the Soviet Union and in Germany were developed at the Kavistock Clinic near London by the Edomite Canaanites, and later in Germany's Frankfurt School, originally called the Frankfurt Institute of Social Research. Their mind-bending methods soon spread to a rising number of psychosocial research centers in America. They were fine-tuned at Columbia, get that, Columbia, about Yale, Harvard, what Yale produces, the skull and bones. These anti-Christ humanistic beings who are brainwashing your children, whether it's God, Lord, Jesus, Yahweh, it doesn't matter. when they eradicate the belief in a divine creator, whatever his name is. It's important for you to study and learn what the name is and get acquainted with him. But just because you don't know the Creator doesn't mean that the Creator knows you, and he certainly knows when your mind is brainwashed to eradicate his memory from your mind. Columbia, Harvard, Stanford, and most other large state or federal funded universities. Did you know that some of the universities are suggested to by those who give large sums of money, and I don't want to get into that tonight because that's a whole another message. But they're encouraged to only recruit certain races to become the star athletes, and are paid handsomely to do so and rewarded. And now our heroes have changed from the John Laynes and the Gene Autrys and the Roy Rogers to the gun-toting, purple-headed, orange-haired, sky-high, goodbye American tie. And you really know what, those of you who have learned need to listen to that ballad that was written. I'm telling you, these educational laboratories, these institutes for humanistic studies, where Elon Gonzalez, remember him? When he was forcibly removed by the U.S. government and forced to go back to a communist society, that he was remedicated in preparation for his return in a system of Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies. They sent him up there to be reprogrammed into the social communist system to return to Cuba. The former head of the Drucker Foundation for Nonprofit Management, Bob Buford, and the founder of Leadership Network, also taught the new Christian leadership methods at the Aspen Institute. In other words, we will come in and we will take over your country, as Mr. Khrushchev said in 1968, sitting in the United Nations, pounding his shoe relentlessly upon the table and said, we will conquer America without firing a shot. Reckon he knows what he was talking about? Because America's went socialist, communist already. More recently, in the 1989 Governor's Conference on Education in Kansas, listen to this now, Dr. Shirley McClune, then head of the Mid-Continent Regional Educational Laboratory, summarized the policy in her keynote speech saying, the revolution in curriculum is that we no longer are teaching facts to children. We no longer see that teaching facts and information as a primary outcome of education. And the results speak for themselves. We now have a mental shifting on the sands of time that those that build on the sand. We are building our future children's minds upon a sandy foundation. Did you know that the imagination can easily be manipulated? Today's popular books, games, and entertainment and other forms of educational tutoring, all kinds of suggestions and images that confuse the old ways as brainwashing to thinking and promoting the new values of an anti-Christ society where they say, oh, we're just honoring our Constitution where the state and church is separated. Now, when I say church, I'm saying it in a Christian mindset. If you don't think that Christians that believe in a creator are benefiting this mental block, they're forbidding. As long as you think about the creator, as long as you retain a thinking, do you know what the Bible says? That they were turned over to a reprobated line because they refused to think about these things. Romans 1:15-21. Turn members of reprobated minds who believe a lie and be damned. On the shifting mental sands of time, we are in trouble, America. We've had a redefinement of words that gives new meanings to the old images, such as the little red hen. You bake the bread and the gang will all eat it. Now the farmers are put out to pasture. Just as the cows were being pastured by the farmers, now it's the farmers that are out to pasture, and their land has been secured with socialistic money to keep you from growing certain items. And I could get into that and teach you all night on what's going on in the federal land programs to reclaim this land for the biosphere or the United Nations, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Most students are becoming conditioned to see everything through this new politically correct mental filter that they've placed over the spiritual eye. You see, you got to first destroy the faith in the Creator. Once you do that, it's simple. Satan's got you. You become the gods. But as he said in the book of Psalms, as the Messiah quoted from the book of Psalms, did I not say you're all gods, but you shall die as men? On the mental shifting sands of certain doom and failure, we are breeding disaster to come to pass in the next 20 years. This nation is bound to fail. If you'll look at those that are conditioned, see everything through this new political correct mental filter, the side of an old social symbol, that is the flag, or the sound of a word that they have learned to hate, pastor, evil, capitalism, so on and so on, can now trigger emotional reactions that cannot be resolved with facts and logic because of the condition of the mind to hate those words that are associated with a brainwashing believer of the Bible. A simple example of the process was exposed by a Christian teacher in Sunnyvale, California. Hooray! During a public elementary school assembly, the students sang the words of the Peacemaker's Planetary Anthem to the tune of the Star Spangled Banner. This melody, which was a symbolized freedom to those who have loved America, now become a tactical trigger used to turn hearts from the old ways to the new vision. Oh, say, can you see by the one light in all? A new age to embrace at the call of the nations, where our children can play in a world without war, where we stand hand in hand in the grace of creation, where the rivers run clean, through forests pristine. Now, isn't that inspiring? The mental images behind those words illustrate the vision in part of the outcome-based education, or is better known for those of you who know about this as OBE, as well as total quality management. Both the use of the conscious process to create the collective consciousness needed for the new communities and the social organization that they have engineered in the classroom. This process of change often begins with planned visions that plant vivid but unrealistic goals in the children's minds and emotions. In other words, as I said tonight, building on the shifting mental sands of destruction. Next, students must learn to visualize scary images of the current crisis, and that's why you get all this negative news. The crisis is vital to the process. It provides a justification for environmental activism and control by the government and the unthinkable changes. So in stark contrast to the lofty ideal of the song above, the students must learn to feel the pain of a dying earth abused by a ruling generation of those who believe in the Creator that have taught the wrong values. So therefore,
the colorful classroom
manual on global change, known as MIS, our rescue mission, Planet Earth, hits the bill. It's full of scary, sensational pictures and misguided children's opinions that fire the imagination and fuel the anger, the discontent, and the unrest that, as now said, we rule through chaos. You wonder why that Pastor Buddy is urging people together in their communities and start talking about these things, start acting on these things, start preventing change rather than rhetoric, to go to communities and gather them together. If we're going to rescue planet Earth from those who are seeking to destroy her, we must begin now, together, before this tragic one world order of the skilled missionaries that's gone out to warp and indoctrinate and brainwash the mind of our children. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to remove our children from these public socialist slave houses of armed camps where they have to keep bars and armed guards 24/7 with drug dogs and everything. And that's the society that they're breeding, and that's exactly what they want. As they fill the mind of the conditioned children with fear, to recognize that they're not going to a school of liberty in the home of the brave, but they're going to an armed camp institution where that they have to be separated from one another. It's not working. The plan that they have to reorient the education so that they can turn our planetary planet into an international one world order ruled by those who are conditioning the minds to think as they did in Soviet Russia. Look at the people over there now are suffering from the result of socialist communism. But you don't have to look there. You can look out your back door or next door down the street, and you can see this global vision, power, and influence to eradicate the knowledge of a creator and replace it with the understanding that there is no intelligent creator. Now, if you think that they're not having power to change, you just read the statistics that are overwhelmingly telling us that this nation in America, although we got the Christian right now singing the praises and Fox News is doing it day by day, we need to keep our guns. Really? Are they really wanting us to keep our guns? Or are they providing global conditioning through media exchanges to warp the minds of your children to use the guns in a negative, destructive way so that they can get pretense for those who would come and vote a law into effect that no guns will be allowed in the homes of America's people? San Francisco, California, as an example. They just passed a handgun law that no handguns will be allowed in the city of San Francisco beginning April 2006. You say, well, why did the city council vote that in? It wasn't the city council. It was the people of San Francisco who have been brainwashed to think it's guns are the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, when all of our guns and freedom and liberties have been extracted from those who have them in their possession, and it will be this generation of children that will become the leaders, in 10 to 15 years, they will be running the government. They will be on your school councils. They will be voting in a new way of thinking.
with the Council of Sustainable Development as they take a big step toward a global vision of total totalitarian control. Coming soon to your community. You say, well, I live out in the rural. Just let, you know, I don't care about them. You need to change your thinking. Tolerance involves the rejecting of dogmatism and absolutism. Tolerance. Take away the objection and then start tolerating the rejection of the dogmatic Christian approach to teaching your children that there is a creator and that moral character and the morals of his life is more important than getting a rocket science degree from some anti-Christ institution. Scientific studies and networking, they're undertaken by the people who are trying to destroy the very elect. That's us, ladies and gentlemen. That's about my time. How's it coming on? I've just got a few minutes left here. Let me give you quickly my address. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy and Dr. Gary and those who support the ministry of The Shepherd's Call. Let's get together. Let's get a community. Let's start raising up in America. We've got to start somewhere. And if you'd like to call me tonight, it's area code 423-626-2172. If you're not afraid to speak up, let's speak up and communicate together. And I'm tired of it. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to take our children back in their mind. I'm willing to homeschool. I'm willing to go back to the land and to tend it in an organic manner and forego all this commercialism and this modified genetic. Oh, I could teach on this for ages, praise Yahweh. I'm so involved tonight and so intense that I love you so much. We need to come together. You can call me, area code 423-626-2172, or you can write me, that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Brazil, 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Brazil, 37824. Now, if you'd like my website, it's PastorBuddy.com. Simply PastorBuddy.com. And we've got some articles up there on the truth of the situation and some links to vital information and more being posted daily. We have messages up there by the hundreds of hours that you can freely tune into. We're out to correct the incorrect brainwashing of America. We are tired of the mental shifting sands and the stress and the utter destruction that we're going to. We're on a path to destruction, ladies and gentlemen. You better get hit. You better get prepared. You better know when it happens what to do. And if you would like to call Dr. Gary tonight, you got a credit card, he can take it tomorrow at 1-877-289-7439. We need your help. Help us. Dr. Gary is very knowledgeable in depleted uranium, what the war is doing to our children, our veterans that's coming home and having children. It is a tale of horror. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Shepherd's Call, and this is Pastor Buddy.
Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet, they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big drum. voices calling, voices crying. Some are falling, some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn of it. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for me to kick against the prick. And measured a hundredweight and be found. When the man comes around.
Four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him.